of Indonesia. VOR. Today's sound.
Welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Deputy Industry Minister warns geopolitical tensions threatened Indonesia's industry growth. Indonesia becomes one of Southeast Asia's top exporters to the US. I am Ahmad Faisal, and this is the news in details. Deputy Industry Minister warns geopolitical tensions threatened Indonesia's industry growth. Andi Ramdoni share the news.
Deputy Minister of Industry Faisal Riza said global political problems hurt Indonesia's industry. He said this in a meeting with the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Wednesday. Many industries are affected. These include textiles, electronics, household items, and car parts. They have less demands for exports. Investment in manufacturing is still shrinking, according to recent data. There is still weak new demand from export markets. Global market sentiment, uncertainty, trade policy, and poor political conditions. The industry faces many challenges. Conflicts in the Middle East and trade tensions between the US and China are causing problems. These issues disrupt Indonesia's trade and supply chains. Faisal said Indonesia needs stronger protection rules. Without this, local products may lose to cheap Chinese imports. Chinese goods may flood Indonesia because they lose access to the US market.
Indonesia becomes one of Southeast Asia's top exporters to the US. Andi Ramdoni has the detail.
Indonesia is now the fifth largest supplier of goods to the U.S. in Southeast Asia. Deputy Minister of Industry Faisal Riza said Indonesia makes up about 1% of all U.S. imports. At a meeting in Jakarta on Wednesday, Faisal said Indonesia's exports to the U.S. top $2 billion. That's around 10% of Indonesia's total exports. Indonesia's role as a supplier to the U.S. is growing. It ranks fifth among Southeast Asian exporters to the U.S., with about 1% of total U.S. imports. Faisal added that U.S. is Indonesia's most important trade partner. In April 2025, trade with the U.S. gave Indonesia its biggest trade surplus, worth over $1 billion. This success comes mainly from manufacturing. Manufacturing makes up almost 80% of Indonesia's non-oil exports.
To boost national oil output, Indonesia's Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources issues new oil and gas partnership rule. Ofra Regina has the detail.
The Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources has issued Regulation No. 14 of 2025. This rule allows joint management of parts of oil and gas working areas. It aims to help increase national oil and gas productions. In a press conference on Tuesday, Deputy Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Yuliot explained the policy. He said local communities can join in managing community-based oil wells. This will be done through cooperations with regional governments-owned enterprises, cooperatives or small and medium enterprises.
Jadi dengan adanya peraturan Menteri SDM nomor 14
with this new ministerial regulation, we will grant business permits to local, small, and medium enterprises. We will help local communities from cooperatives or small enterprises to manage their oil wells. We also encourage regional enterprises to coordinate these oil well operations
yang terkait dengan sumur masyarakat ini.
Yuliot also explained other partnerships are covered by the new regulations. Contractors of corporations contracts can work with partners on operations or technology. For oil well corporations, partners will receive 70% of the Indonesian crude price. For field of structure corporation, partners will receive 85% of the contractors of corporations contract profit share. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
The National Crafts Council encourages local artisans to enter global market. Desi Anugranov brings news.
The chair of the National Crafts Council, Mrs. Tri Tito Karnavian, said this year's 45th anniversary theme empowers artisans going global. Shows strong commitment to help local craft MSMEs reach international market. In her statement on Tuesday, Mrs. Tirto Karnavian said Indonesian artisans have great potential. However, many still struggle to enter global market due to limited access and marketing skill.
Oleh sebab itu, dengan tema ini, kita membantu bagaimana membuka pasar internasional.
One example is the ongoing World Expo in Osaka. Recent 40 Dekranas Award winning items to be displayed there from April to October. We also joined several other overseas exhibitions.
Mrs. Tritito said, through this initiative, Dekranas hopes artisans not only sell product, but also gain wider market access nationally and globally. Desi Anugranov, Voice of Indonesia.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia's Ministries of Health and Higher Education signed joint committee to improve education and health services. Desi Anugranov brings the report.
The Indonesian government has formed a joint committee between the Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology and the Ministry of Health. This committee aims to strengthen health education and improve public health services. Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Brian Yuliarto explained the role of this committee on Monday.
Together, we can orchestrate and collaborate to deliver meaningful outcomes from universities for the benefit of the nation. Let us reduce sectoral egos, reflect and evaluate, including through policy deregulations that can accelerate the formation of much-needed resources.
He added the committee will support better access to education, quality research, and stronger health services. In the meantime, Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin highlighted three big health challenges: access, quality, and affordability. He said access is the most urgent problem for the people.
We must ensure that healthcare prices are affordable. Good access, good quality, and reasonable costs, these are what people expect. That's why we are working on improvements one step at a time.
The Indonesian government plans to equip 514 districts and cities with modern medical tools such as CT scan. This effort is to ensure fair, equal, and affordable health services across Indonesia. Desi Anugranov, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia women's national team has a big chance against Pakistan in Asian Cup qualifier. Ofra Regina provides an update.
The Indonesian women's national team is ready to face Pakistan at Indomilk Arena, Tangerang on Wednesday night. Safira Eka Putri and her teammates have a strong chance to win their second match in Group D of the 2026 Asian Women's Cup qualifiers, as the host Indonesia's balanced strength with Pakistan is an important advantage. Former national defender and current coach of the Yogyakarta Special Region Women's Team, Nopendi, is optimistic about coach Satoru Mochizuki's squad.
If there is still a chance, we will see on the field later. But based on the last game, it's possible to earn points.
The presence of several diaspora players also boosts Indonesia's women's team performance. Aam Muharram, owner of local youth soccer academy, believe the current squad can go far and compete in next year's Asian Women's Cup. Diaspora players like Iris Deru, Sydney Hopper and Estella Lopati add strength to face Pakistan supported by quality local players.
Kalau dengan squad yang ada sekarang, insya Allah,
with the strong squad we have now, God willing, Indonesia has progressed more than 7 until 8 years ago. Many players can be role models. Some diaspora players stand out in quality compared to local players. But local players like Zahra Musdalifah and Sepah Imut are also very good.
Indonesia has positive momentum after a narrow 1-0 win over Kyrgyzstan with a goal by Issa Warp. If Indonesia beats Pakistan, they will secure a ticket to next year's Asian Women's Cup. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Indonesian Women's National Team's Big Hopes in the Asian Cup Qualifier with Anna Trijaya Kasih.
The Indonesian Women's National Football Team has a big chance to advance to the 2026 Women's Asian Cup. Tonight, they will face Pakistan at the Indomilk Arena Tangerang. If they win, Indonesia is certain to qualify for the final round next year. The narrow 1-0 victory over Kyrgyzstan in the previous match is an important asset. Playing at home is certainly an advantage, but team strength is also a major factor. Coach Satoru Mochizuki is considered to have succeeded in forming a solid and confident team. Former national team player Nopendi said that the presence of diaspora players such as Iris Deru, Sydney Hopper, and Estella Lopati also had a positive impact. They bring experience and quality of play that can improve the team's performance. However, behind this opportunity, there is a big challenge. Women's soccer in Indonesia is not yet very popular. It is not surprising that the attention and facilities provided, both by the government and the community, are still far from those of the men's team. Even so, the victory over Kyrgyzstan and other previous achievements show that the Indonesian women's national football team has high abilities and fighting spirit. If they succeed in qualifying for the Asian Cup, this could be an important turning point, not only for the team, but also for the development of Indonesian women's football as a whole. Tonight's match is not just about winning or losing. It's about proof, hope, and the future of Indonesian women's football. That was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
wajahmu cerah membuatku tersenyum senang. Indah dunia, tentu saja kita pernah mengalami perbedaan. Kita lalui, tapi aku merasa jatuh terlalu dalam cintamu. Ku tak akan berubah, ku tak ingin kau pergi selamanya. Ku kan setia menjaga
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
sudahi air mata darimu. Yang aku ingin arti hadir diriku kan menghapus dukamu sayang. Karena bagiku kau kehormatanku. Dengarkan, dengarkan aku. Hanya satu pintaku untukmu dan hidupmu. Baik-baik sayang, ada aku untukmu. Hanya satu pintaku di siang dan malammu. Baik-baik sayang, karena aku untukmu. Semua keinginan akan aku lakukan sekuat semampuku sayang. Karena bagiku kau kehormatanku. Dengarkan, dengarkan aku. Hanya satu pintaku untukmu dan hidupmu. Baik-baik sayang, ada aku untukmu. Hanya satu pintaku di siang dan malammu. Baik-baik sayang, karena aku untukmu.
Untuk belanja rumah sendiri. sendiri. Walaupun hidup seribu tahun, bila tak sembahyang apa gunanya. Walaupun hidup seribu tahun, bila tak sembahyang apa gunanya. Kami sembahyang fardu, sembahyang sunnah pun ada, bukan sembarang. Supaya Allah menjadi sayang, kami bekerja hati lariang. Supaya Allah menjadi sayang, kami bekerja hati lariang. Waktu siang dan malam sudahlah tentu. Hidup di kubur yatim piatu, tinggallah seorang dipukul di palu. Hidup di kubur yatim piatu, tinggallah seorang dipukul di palu. Palu sehari-hari, barulah ia sadarkan diri. Hidup di dunia tiada berarti, akhirat di sana sangatlah rugi. Hidup di dunia tiada berarti, akhirat di sana sangatlah rugi.
Only in Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played during the ritual. The music is believed to move the bamboo, and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believes that the bamboo has a mystical power, and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the bamboo gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably.
One thing that you have to remember when you are trying to do about your activities.
this or about your target of your plan, you that this must be done. This must be done wholeheartedly. Yes, this must be done wholeheartedly. Why? Because this can also give you such willingness, give you such, you know, full of spirit for the sake of completing, accomplishing of your target. Well, talking about that, it is also related to wise word, and it has something to do with our quote of the day. Our quote of the day now is from, what's that? It is now from Kapitan Patimura. He said, "Once the sail is laughing, we must sail away from the dog." That means, once we made a decision, we must follow through. Well, Kapitan Patimura, as his full name, Thomas Matulesi, Kapitan Patimura is a national hero from Saparua, Maluku. When the war broke against the Dutch colonizer in 1917, the king, the captain or captains, customary chiefs, and the people appointed Patimura as the leaders and commander of war for his experience and chivalrous soul. Well, as a leader, Patimura successfully coordinated the government activities, led the people, managed education, provided food, and built fortresses. The charismatic personality is also known for his cunningness and ability to gather great power of Maluku people, which successfully halted the Dutch movement. Yes, that's Kapitan Patimura. Well, now, listener, as here, would like to say, Pati, would like to say thank you very much for all of your attention to our program. I have this express our gratitude for your time, for your loyalty, dedication to our program. So please stay tuned at www.oinsulat.com because we are still accompanying you up to 6 p.m. and with our full of music, full of songs from Indonesia, and our filler, including our Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We want to learn about Indonesian language. We want to steal another segment. This can lead you to learn about Indonesian language. Finally, have a nice day and
yeah. Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. A. 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 Which can be used for ayam, anak, and alam. Let's continue. B. 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 Which can be used for bak, batik, and Bali. That's it for now.
Special feature service production of Radio Republik Indonesia, World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You must be familiar to the word Karapan Sapi. Yes, a unique tradition of bull race from Madura. Karapan Sapi Madura has existed since the 14th century and has become tradition among Madura people, passed from one generation to generation. Listener, we will invite you to find out more about the tradition of Karapan Sapi culture, originally from Madura Island. Rasul Kawib, Head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, explained that to start Karapan Sapi, particularly in prestigious events like Karesidenan or Regency level or President Cup, usually
bulls are paraded with Madura gamelan traditional music. The gamelan Madura is called saronan. Jockeys wear traditional clothes.
Untuk pelaksanaan di tingkat karesidenan, piala presiden,
for karesidenan or regency level or president cup, it is not only about Kerapan Sapi, but also traditional dances and music accompanying Kerapan Sapi named Saronen. So practically, Kerapan Sapi is like Olympiad. All participants stand in lines with Saronen music and dancers in front of the bulls. The dances have special segment in Kerapan Sapi. When it comes to jockeys, they are trained indeed. They determine the winning of the bulls. It needs special skills to become a jockey. They do not have special attributes, but wearing red and white clothes, typically Sumenep or Madura called Pak Sakera. It's red and white t-shirt for the top and the bottom is black pants. They also wear blangkon or Javanese headgear, but this blangkon is for nobles. If people want to wear it, there are special spells because blangkon for people and keraton or palace are different.
According to Madura Cultural Observer, Edi Sediawan, there is something unique in Kerapan Sapi race. The first round is determining with groups win and lose, while the second one is determining the winner of losing group, and the third one is determining the winner of winning group.
Tapi uniknya, mungkin hanya satu-satunya di dunia. Ada juga.
But uniquely, which may be the only one in the world, there is the winner of the loser. Tourists may be confused what the winner of the loser is. In the first round, the bulls race. The loose ones are not eliminated but separated. They race again until top three. But the winner of the loser is different from contender. It goes like this. Usually, there are 36 contestants split into two, namely 18 losers and 15 winners. The 18 losers compete with each other until top three. So tourists usually say this is the winner of the loser. Then the tourists get confused. I can understand it as this is local wisdom. It is still understandable if bulls lose. They are still followable though.
Dikalahkan di sini. Pura-pura kalah ya. Di sini baru dia.
Jaat ganggu panca sila.
Gus Abdullah, owner of bull for Kerapan Sapi in Sumenep, explained that Kerapan Sapi for Madura people was male bull race. Before the race, there is special ritual. Every group has its own members.
Apabila sapi sudah siap mau masuk ke setap ataupun mau diadu, sebelum masuk ke setap itu dipanasi.
When bulls are ready for race and enter start point, the bull's body is smeared with chili water and poured with spirit liquid, and they are escorted toward the start point where two starters wait for them. Kalales or sled made of bamboo is used for bulls. Next to bulls, there are two people called apek, while behind them are followers or race members. Those not excluded in the entourage are not allowed to come in the line, as it is strictly guarded to avoid fraud.
The bulls were well maintained by the owners, starting from food to supplement, as Gus Abdullah, owner of bulls, does in Sumenep, Madura.
Sapi itu walaupun tidak mengharap kerapan sapi, tiap harinya itu harus pakai jamu.
The bulls drink jamu or herbal drink in which there is egg and honey and even medicine and vitamin like hemaphiton. Moreover, rich people in Bangkalan who have bulls for race at dope, but people in Sumenep cannot afford it.
Mungkin tidak mampu.
Even sapi bull race as a tradition originally from Madura still has natural elements with new developed tricks, though by using rekeng.
Kalau yang tidak rekeng, itu istilahnya kan sapi, ya apa ya?
Bull which uses rekeng means it is a slow bull, so the jockey rides on it while using rekeng if the bull moves slowly. Bulls which use rekeng will not win against those using rekeng, and it can be proved. Now there are two versions, and I have used rekeng since early 80s. Rekeng is a beater used by jockey made of rattan which uses nails, but sometimes nails are not used as it is not so strong and easily bent, and it is replaced by using sharpened motor bars. The bulls like the race too.
Jat ganggu panca sila.
According to Madura Cultural Observer Edi Setiawan, to Madura people, karapan sapi is not merely hereditary tradition and entertainment, but it also has economic goal for owners.
Tapi saya berpikir lebih jauh ke dalam dari segi sejarah dan segi filosofi.
Bulls for Madura people have two meanings. First, without bulls, Madura people cannot plant seeds to grow because soil in Madura is hard. It is hard to use hoe, so it needs plow. Secondly, bulls are investment. We can say that no house in this village do not have bulls corral. Why? To Madura people, bull prices increase in 3 to 6 months, so that when they need money, they can sell the bulls. So it totally has economic value.
According to the head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, the tradition coming from Sapudi, a small island in the east of Madura in early 14th century, used to be public entertainment commonly done by farmers to spend break time after harvest. This karapan has several kinds according to its level.
Jadi begini, karapan sapi ini awal mulanya,
so kerapan sapi came from Sapudi in early 14th century. After farmers finish plowing paddy field, there is post-harvest internal, which is used for people's entertainment featuring bull race after bulls finish plowing. Year to year, civilization developed. Bulls which have used to plow paddy field competed with each other in speed. Afterwards, Kerap Kenny is held usually in district level with a distance of 110 meters like drag race in the modern era, but using bulls. The second competition is Kerap Praja. There are five kinds. First, Kerap Kenny. Secondly, Kerap Praja, which is higher level when winners in each district compete with winners from other districts in the same regency with a distance of 10 meters. Thirdly, there is Kerap Uncengan. So if there are certain big days, Regency is usually invited for a race. The agenda is generally twice a year. Fourthly, there is Kerap Karasidenan, the most prestigious one, as it fights for President Kerap. The winner of this competition is the best from four regencies in Madura, and this event results in massive economic growth. The last one is Kerap Jarjaran. It is a training competition for jockeys and their bulls.
Yeah.
sapi is a must agenda that will always attract local and international tourists. People's big enthusiasm about this event shows the richness of culture in Indonesia, particularly in Madura. A special feature produced by Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Script by Muhammad Kadhafi. Production of Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Bye for now.
Kau maksiat dan kau bayangkan ajal mendekat. Apakan kau buat, kau takkan selamat. Pasti dirimu habis dan tamat. Bukan ku so taat sebelum terlambat. Ayo sama-sama kita taubat. Dunia sesaat, awas kau tersesat. Ingatlah masih ada akhirat. Astagfirullahaladzim. Ingat mati, ingat sakit. Ingatlah saat kau sulit. Ingat, ingat hidup cuma satu kali. Berapa dosa kau buat? Berapa kali maksiat? Ingat, ingat sobat, ingatlah akhirat. Cepat ucap astagfirullahaladzim. Pandanglah ke sana, lihat yang di sana. Mereka yang terbaring di tanah. Bukankah mereka pernah hidup juga? Kita pun kan menyusul mereka.